is to come after 8 o'clock. Don't know if you can help with 80 things to help young people, what they can do before they're 18. So I suppose growing food at a city farm is one of them, making a film at the watershed, making a robot at Bristol's Robotics Laboratory, all part of a project to help the young of the city by the University of Bristol. And let's talk to Tom Bishton, who is a student involved in this project, and to Kerry Facer, who is behind the idea. Kerry joins me in the studio. Hello, Kerry.
Hello.
How does this work then?
Well, the idea is that we get everybody across the city of Bristol to share their ideas for all the sorts of things that young people might be able to do before they're 18 years old in the city. We've got a website that launched yesterday, www.bristol80by18.org.uk, yeah. And we want everybody across the city to share their ideas for experiences for young people before they're 18 years old. The closing deadline will be April the 5th, and then we'll go through a process and hopefully launch the site live in the autumn.
They're all out at gigs, aren't they, and clubbing and PlayStations. They don't need you to come up with 80 things to help them, do they?
No, they're doing fantastic things, but I think the reality is that when we look at the future, when we look at the next 20 to 30 years, there's some really interesting challenges that we may be facing. We've got changing demographics, we've got new technologies, we've got new environments, and I think what it is about just opening up these possibilities and making visible all the amazing things that there are as well.
I suppose some people might not be moved by growing food at a city farm. I mean, there are certain people who will, granted, but then again, I suppose robotics in a laboratory, making a robot, you've never heard of that, and that sounds actually quite exciting.
Exactly. I mean, the point is not to make this 80 a list that's compulsory for young people.
It's well, thank goodness for that.
Exactly. Yeah. It's more of an inspiration and a challenge and a set of possibilities. Because what it is the city is so rich. It's got so many exciting things. And not everybody knows about what all those possibilities are.
Let me bring Tom. Sorry, bring Tom in because we're quite... hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
And you're Steve. And you're
Steve. I thought it was Chris. Sorry,
Don't worry. No worries at all. You're involved in this, aren't you? So what bit of it are you doing then, Tom? How are you involved in the scheme?
Well, I started off with Envision, which is a social action charity, and then Paul Strauss, a researcher, came and found us, because with Envision, our action was to find opportunities for young people, so it fits in quite well with what Paul and Kerry were doing.
And do you think young people are sort of going to be looking on this website and thinking, there's something I hadn't thought of?
Well, I really hope so, because it just gives young people a lot of aspiration.
Yes.
You know, and I think nowadays young people do need aspiration.
Yeah, and what have you come across then that perhaps you hadn't given a moment's thought to before, Tom?
Sorry?
What? Give me one example of something you've come up with that you maybe haven't thought of before.
Probably water sports in Bristol Dock.
Yeah.
Because I did it in the summer and it was an amazing experience. I really enjoyed that. It was really good.
All right. And the website again, Kerry?
It's www.bristol80by18.org.uk.
Good luck with it. Thank you very much for coming in. Thanks a lot. It's 6 minutes to 8 o'clock, BBC Radio Bristol. Right, Elaine.